story,
isn't it?
We'll do that. So we'll leave Award parked. And we have, as you know from last week, we had a UEA feature, and it was rather good. So we've got another one. And here it goes. Next Wednesday, the Chancellor, George Osborne, will announce his budget for the year ahead. Oh, he's doing another one. Mm. Isn't that amazing? Bless him. Often one of the issues in the budget is an increase in the price we all pay for alcohol. Pubs have been struggling to get customers through the doors in recent years. So the British Beer and Pub Association is calling for a freeze on beer duty. I think they did that last year, didn't they?
Yeah. They were ignored last year as well.
However, I didn't realise it says that this would secure 2,400 jobs, which is perhaps not to be sneezed at. Miranda Wong has been finding out more, so let's listen from her.
The pub business brought £70 million and 3,500 jobs to Norwich last year. The British Beer and Pub Association says it's an increase of 16% on 2012. But how is the business going in the pub of Norwich? Despite the positive figures, some pubs in Norwich are finding it difficult to keep their business profitable. Dan Hopkins, landlady of the Rose, says that she thinks the trend of pub industry is going down in the last few years and their business is not as easy as it used to be.
The last few years have been quite difficult. What we've seen is a decrease in people who are coming to the pub on a very regular basis. So I think, you know, there are still plenty of people who like to come into the pub, but there's definitely less than there was. Well, I mean, the figures show that 26 pubs a week are closing nationally. So I would definitely say things are shrinking.
Amanda Rose, landlady of the Red Line, says that her pub had a quiet period in the winter with fewer people dropping by. And this January, the pub was less busy than it was in last January.
I think we've seen a very quiet winter period, and probably the previous January, which was a lot busier than this January was.
One obvious phenomenon of the downturn in this industry is the closure of some pubs. The significant challenge that's bothering the pub is beer duty, which is constantly rising in recent years. For Amanda Rose, their business does get affected quite much under the increasingly heavy pressure, which is given by beer duty.
I think it's just been ridiculous, and it's a way of, you know, the government making money. We have to put our prices up to match, and that's what's happened over the last few years. I think it was a 42% increase with the beer duty escalator, so that has had to go on to the beer. Customers kind of think, oh, you know, you're putting all this beer up. I think that maybe we might be getting rich from that. Well, I can tell you, we're not. You know, it's all to cover costs rather than to make extra money.